There's a scene in the cult classic film Fight Club where Brad Pitt reveals his occupation.
Sorry? I make and I sell soap. The yardstick of civilization.
It's harder to make handmade soap than you might think. There's chemistry, calculations, and patience. One woman does the whole process from her tiny kitchen in Charlotte using an ingredient that may seem counterintuitive. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has this story.
Tony South's kitchen has all the essentials. Stove, oven, sink, mixers, everything you need to cook dinner or bake a cake. The usual sounds that come from a busy chef are all there. Blending, pouring, and more blending. But the way the kitchen is actually used is far less traditional.
My oven is not used for cooking, ever. It's used to store soap, usually.
In the space that's off of her kitchen, that's supposed to be the dining room, it's full of 30 stacked bread racks she got from a restaurant going out of business. Those racks are full of soaps that are curing, essentially drying and hardening. She says she has over 3,000 bars of soap in various phases of production stored in her condo.
This seemed like a plenty big place when I moved in for what I needed to do, but I now have a 10 by 10 storage area that's full, and as you can see, I don't have much more room for growth here.
Even though South isn't using her kitchen for its intended purpose, what's taking place is a lot like cooking. And the not-so-secret ingredient to one of her best-selling soaps on the menu?
We're using the Light Rail Pale Ale, and we're going to make a peppermint rosemary beer soap.
Local beer from Triple C Brewery. South had been making traditional handmade soap for about a year when a friend asked if she ever thought about using beer as an ingredient for its health benefits.
The amino acids in the beer and the hops, it just has really nice properties for your skin, softening properties.
It's hard to find any independent scientific research that examines the health benefits of beer and soap. But those who make it say the hops and the vitamins in beer are good for dry, sensitive skin and can help with acne and ingrown hairs. She sells her soap in about 18 stores, including the 7th Street Market in Uptown. She also sells her products through the marketplace website Etsy. Her business is expanding, but she says customers are still confused as to what beer soap is. In Georgia, there's the beer soap company. Jamin Pazantik co-owns the company with his wife. They've been making beer soap for about 7 years. They currently use over 130 different types of beers. He says they still get lots of questions about their product.
If you melt it, can you drink it and get drunk? Can you eat it and get drunk? Can you bathe with it and then get pulled over to have a DUI?
The answer to all these questions is no. In Tony South's soap, it's the essential oils that are what you smell and what your skin may smell like after a shower. Back in the kitchen, South has mixed her beer, oils, butters, and lye, the stuff that makes soap soap, together. It's blended so it looks like cake batter, but it definitely does not smell like any kind of dessert. Up until the soap is hardened and dried, it can smell pretty funky.
I don't even know how to describe it. That beer smell will
It smells like
out.
Beer and old bread mixed together.
It's not pleasant.
Not great.
And if you
While the current batch of soap settles, South pulls out a loaf, a hardened rectangular block of soap she made a couple of days ago. It's time to slice. The soap cutter looks like a strange instrument. Part piano, part guitar, part harp turned cutting board. She pulls a lever which brings steel wire strings down, dividing the loaf into 14 bars with two small end pieces, like heels on a loaf of bread.
In between each loaf, you clean the wires off so it doesn't make drag marks.
Then it's time for the bars to cure for 4 to 6 weeks before they're wrapped in deli paper and head to market. South has waited tables, worked as a school teacher, and even worked for a mortgage company. She left her last job in catering with no prospects in sight. So the fact that she can now support herself by soap making is impressive.
It's so much fun. It's such a release. Like it's a stress relief. And that's why a lot of soapers don't turn it into a full-time job, because then it can go from being this great relief and hobby to being, you know, oh my God, I've got to produce this amount. So you have to find that balance.
Part of that balance is keeping up with the trends of soaping, which include playing with recipes and experimenting with beer, and making time to convince people that there's more to the beverage than just its taste. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.